If you do a lot of online shopping, you might want to follow a vote that is expected today in the U.S. Senate. The proposed Marketplace Fairness Act would end the free ride many online consumers have enjoyed by requiring online retailers to collect sales tax, just like customers have to pay in most states when they walk into brick-and-mortar stores. Here is Virginia Senator Mark Warner, who supports the new bill.
It's about fairness. It's about having a level playing field for all types of retail outlets.
Now, one of the biggest e-commerce outlets, Amazon, also supports the bill, but the CEO of another major online retailer does not. eBay's John Donahoe has been rallying sellers on his site to oppose the bill in its current form.
If it's allowed to play out, things will still sell in the eBay marketplace, but it'll be larger and larger sellers that are doing the selling, and the small guy will, over time, slowly be squeezed out.
Donahoe wants more companies to be exempt from the new rules. Right now, the bill says online retailers making less than $1 million a year would not have to collect tax. Donahoe wants that exemption raised to $10 million a year or for companies with fewer than 50 employees. His biggest concern is that small businesses might not have the resources to deal with inquiries from tax authorities from dozens of different states.
So I'm a small business in Pennsylvania. And I now have the tax authorities from 5, 10, 15, 20 states auditing me or sending me letters saying that you didn't do the calculation correctly. I may have to go fight for myself on behalf of that. That burden is the concern we have that will impede their ability to thrive and ultimately succeed and grow jobs.
Even like an $8 or $9 million business? I mean, you worry about them? I mean, they seem pretty big and able to deal with this kind
of stuff. Well, it depends. We would say use 50 employees. Or $10 million. The employees is sort of the easiest way to think about it. If you have less than 50 employees, usually you don't really have a big tax department.
How many small retailers who use eBay are we talking about here? Thousands? Hundreds of thousands?
Millions.
This might help.
I mean eBay literally has millions of small businesses that sell on it. And our perspective is the definition of small business, we're just looking to what the Treasury Department says, which is $10 million. Or 50 employees is exactly what the Affordable Health Care Act defined as a small business. All we're saying, an exemption at $10 million or less, small business or less, that's the balance we think this bill should have.
Let me ask you about a couple of the arguments on the other side. One is that states are cash-strapped right now. They need these millions and millions of dollars in uncollected tax revenue, and that's actually what is more important for the economy right now.
And this is where I think this bill is penny-wise and pound-foolish, because the bill as it is today will collect an enormous amount of tax. The revenue generated by businesses that are $10 million or less is small.
Small in comparison.
Is minute. And yet the job creation from those businesses is high and good for the state.
And what about the principle at stake here? The idea that, okay, I'm in the state of Pennsylvania. I'm buying something online. I should, be forced to pay state sales tax for what I'm purchasing.
Well, here's the irony. Here's going to be the inconsistency the way this will now work, which is if you buy it online and you're sitting in the state of Pennsylvania, you buy it from someone in Oklahoma online, you have to collect sales tax. If you call a small business in Oklahoma on the telephone and ask them to ship it to you, they won't have to collect sales tax. So again, all this exclusion is doing is providing the same protections of small businesses in the offline world online.
That is eBay CEO John Donahoe. Now, we reached out to the National Conference of State Legislatures for reaction to Donahoe's comments. A spokesperson told NPR that eBay's support for the higher exemption defeats the purpose of the legislation. As the spokesperson put it, states should be able to collect the taxes they are owed, and every retailer, online or in-store, should play by the same rules. Nothing more, nothing less.